Okay. I guess we can start to talk. Did you hear her?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
She's got a nice voice. Right?
Sure.
That's right. For educational and research purposes. Really. It's for native speakers. And it's it's just a research and you get your 30 minutes free plus you get $20 for making the call, but for making a free call, but not me. But I appreciate the 30 minutes. So when they say we're done, well, you have to call me when you get to Corey's.
All
right. So they're going to the North Pole.
No, not the North Pole. They're going to North Pole.
Well, no, that's part in Alaska.
That's a town.
Very far away? How far?
Oh, it's about the same. I don't know.
Corbin?
No.
12.
It's about as far as from our exit to Williamsburg exit.
Oh, you're kidding me. And so she's going to pick up food?
Yeah.
Well, and she called to tell you that, or it'd be a little later, or what?
Corey did. He's staying home to watch the kids, I guess.
But are you still going to go over?
Yeah, I'll go over, even though it's going to be at halftime.
We'll go on over now.
I can't. What, do you want me to walk?
Oh, is it that far?
Yeah, over to his house, yeah.
Oh.
He's in base housing. I'm in the dorms.
Oh, I know, but I didn't know where base housing is and how far.
Don't you have a map?
No. You took all that stuff back with you.
Oh, I did?
Yes, and I wished I would have kept it so I could have looked at it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can mark on that map where I'm at and where he lives and where the squadron is, and I'll send it to you.
It's on one of those things that's in the literature there.
Yeah.
And it had the flight, wherever you are, where your flight thing is that you take, you guard that. And
yeah.
So you don't have to go to work tomorrow?
No.
You're off till when?
To Wednesday. I got to go back to work Wednesday. And then I go, listen to me now, okay?
I'm listening.
Wednesday. I go to work at 3 till 11, okay? My
3
time.
To 11, okay, your time.
After that, I work 3 more days of 12-hour shifts, 7 in the morning till 7 at night.
Oh, really? So they mess your lifestyle up really good.
Yes, they have screwed it up.
Wednesday is 3 to 11, and you'll come home at 11 o'clock, your time. Then you go to work at 7 in the morning. For what? Now, Jeremy,
talk
to me. Yeah, but yeah, somebody's upset. Somebody's on the ground.
No, but...
Well, I know I didn't...
That was stupid.
I didn't see it.
Did Dad?
No, he just came in from having some taco salad.
That was so stupid.
What did they do?
Dallas just being ignorant.
Well, they are.
There it is. Watch.
Okay.
You see it hit the ground?
One did. The ball hit the ground, and the Dallas Cowboy hit the ground.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well,
23. Oh, he got hit.
Oh.
He got hit by a Steeler.
Oh.
Did you see his body go like that?
That should have been a personal foul.
Well, yeah.
I would have got up. Well, I ain't now. Never mind.
You may not have.
Well.
Anyway,
go ahead. Yeah.
No, okay. Wednesday is 7 to 11. Or 11 to 7. What'd you say? Wednesdays.
Yeah.
To 11.
3 to 11.
3 to 11. And then you go in on Thursday. At 7.
Right, I got to get up, and then I have to go to bed. I get home at 11. Go to bed.
So you run off to bed.
Yeah.
And go to sleep.
Get up at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Be over there at 6, quarter after 6, and arm up, and then...
And you're going to work from 7 until 7 the next morning?
Yeah, for 3 days, and then I'm off 3, work 3 more, off 3. Work 3 more, off 3.
How in the world that you... I do not know how you handle that.
Should have joined the National Guard.
Yeah, in Tennessee. Well, he has to join after he leaves there.
No, I don't.
Don't you have... Are you not in reserve for a while?
Nope.
Inactive reserve.
I'm inactive for, three or four more years.
Right, but if they need you...
That's the only time they'll call me is if they need me.
But you don't have to do, you don't have to go and report during the summer or anything?
No, no.
But you can still go ahead and join the National Guard.
You could go ahead and join the National Guard.
I'm done with this military thing. I've experienced it, and it's not what I wanted. Well, it was good for what I needed to do, but I don't want to make a career out of it. So.
You're sure?
Oh, I'm positive.
Why? What made you have such a down on it?
I don't have a down on it. It's just not me.
You don't think it could be a career?
No.
Well.
If I made it a career, it'd only be for the money.
Well, hey, and the fact that you can retire whenever.
And the fact that I can make more money than what I'm making now by having a college education.
Uh-huh, but you'll work till you're 65. And
well,
in the service, you don't work till you're 65. You're done in 20 years. You can retire at 38.
Did you see him throw that pass to the referee?
He threw it at the referee?
Yeah.
Well, you don't go throwing passes at the referee.
Well, look. Oh, gosh. He got knocked.
Somebody got hit again.
Yeah, that's the same one.
No. That, now, there is where you weigh out your whatever, you know. It's like, do I want to retire at 38 and whatever, or do I want to retire, get me a job, and I retire at 65? You know, now those are things as you get older, but...
I guess, Mom, what really discourages me is that there's so many more things that is real nitpicky that you could get in trouble, you could lose a stripe, you can lose money, so many things, as if you were out of the military and, you know, if you're out of the military and you got in a fight, and that was it. Here, you lose a stripe, you lose, like, $500 for 2 weeks and or 2 months.
But you could get in a fight here and somebody pull a gun or whatever and you can land your butt in jail.
Same thing here.
Well, but I'm saying the same thing can happen here.
Yeah.
Ask Jeremy Crowley. You know, it doesn't matter which way you go.
I believe you said that, Mom.
Well, no, that's true.
Yeah, I know.
And that boy's going to pay the rest of his life, you know, for when he should have just divvied and went somewhere besides Wendy's. Because he's going to pay the rest of it. It doesn't matter whether he got off scot-free. He still has to live with his conscience, you know. And sometimes that's worse than... So, it doesn't matter. It's just, it's how serious are you about a job, you know, fighting and things like this. That's here and there. If you got in a place that you had responsibility and you had your seniority or whatever you call that in the service, you know, and you were over then that would make the difference. If you're just a peon like a E3, 4, E5, whatever that is in the Army, I don't know what it is in the Air Force, you know, then your chances of maybe getting in a fight and things like that. But if you become who?
Not in the National Guard.
No. But, you know, that's just those are decisions you make that apply to your own life.
Mom, you got to understand, I'm not pinpointing this all down to fighting, okay? Because you're making it sound that way.
Well, you just said if I get in a fight, I'm going to lose a stripe or pay or whatever.
Listen to me. I use that as an example.
Well, I know, but if that is an example, but it's still good seniority as opposed to the way everything is now. You know, it... Everything is insecure. It doesn't matter what it is. Your government is insecure, right?
Yeah.
Look
at
them.
It's just always somebody breathing down your neck, and it really
But there always will
me.
Be that. David
well,
has
no,
this
not,
problem.
Not as bad.
He don't want anyone to tell him what to do.
That's
well,
true.
You know, it's like all the rest of your life till the day you die, somebody is going to be telling you what to do.
No, somebody can be asking me what.
No, somebody will be telling you what to
do.
Did
you see it?
No, I didn't see that.
Sacked.
The quarterback?
Yep.
Aikman?
No.
Oh, the Steeler one?
What are you looking at, the floor?
No, I'm looking at the thing. I didn't even see it. I'm talking to you.
Watch. Whack. Are we on the same wavelength here, or is your TV like ahead?
No, it's there. I just didn't look at it.
What's it showing on the TV right now?
Charles Haley, 94. But, no, you will learn, even at 19. David doesn't want anyone telling him what to do, but the thing is, you will always have somebody telling you what to do. And you can't get out from it. And, that, you know, this is just what you guys have to learn.
Yeah.
I mean, Daddy has someone telling him what to do. He still has... He still is able to do pretty much what he wants to do, but he still is, you know, somebody is over him. And they'll tell him, same as me. But you learn to deal with that because, you know, until you become, even if you as a millionaire, you still have the government telling you that you have to do this and do that with your money. you know, I mean, there's no way.
What did
you
say?
You always have someone telling you. Huh?
Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm. And you will. And as you get older, you learn to accept it, and you go on. Because, you know, you have to work. You know, you have to, you know, do this and do that. So it's no big deal.
Well, God help all the little people that are under me when I become.
Well.
I mean, because I'll be taking
what do you think you're going to be?
Well, I don't know. Oh, what?
A football player running like.
Like him. And I get tripped up and knock my head off my shoulders.
Right.
Sure.
Well.
All 150 pounds of me.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not any bigger in a minute. Brandy was sleeping in the middle of your bed today.
Yay.
Sound asleep.
Yay.
Dad opened the door. I said, what are you doing in Jeremy's room? Nobody's allowed in Jeremy's room. And she's just laying there, just spread out, just as long as she is on your bed.
Well.
So.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah. I want to be... You promise not to laugh.
No, I won't laugh.
I'm really interested in being a teacher.
Well, no, I won't laugh at that. But what, teaching what?
Music.
Music?
Yes.
Now you sound like Rochelle.
Well, music is my life. I love music. You know I love music.
Yeah, well.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Did the Steelers get it or no? They lost.
No. Did you?
Did you see that one where Dion caught that?
Yep. But did you see him taunting them?
Yeah. Well, they're good at that. Here. Look at it.
Tip.
He did touch it, didn't he?
Yep. Look at him. He just stops and looks.
He's not allowed to do that, Daddy said. Oh, he is allowed to do it.
Yeah, he's allowed to.
What is... I don't know what that is. However, he can stop. I want to see him get a touchdown. Now, Jeremy, they at least need to have a 7. Look at him. Something on the board. Now, let's root for them for
now,
this
see,
one.
Now, see, in NBA, you're not allowed to taunt.
Huh?
In NBA basketball,
mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to taunt.
Well, they do when they end up with a touchdown.
No, well, yeah, that's football. I'm talking about basketball.
Oh, basketball.
Yeah.
Well, Kentucky won again.
Yeah, I know.
South Carolina, wasn't it?
No, I guess. I don't know.
You didn't watch it?
I didn't know who they played. I knew they won. Though.
South Carolina. Yeah, they're doing. I mean.
They beat Georgetown too.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope they carry on. But Rick Pitino got another basketball. You know, they've got it in a glass thing. It represents something. I'm not sure what, but anyways. Are you seeing foxes running?
Yep. Seeing the new 4Runner?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I want
that looks like Alaska. I see more advertisements on Alaska. And you know, well, maybe they always had it, but we never ever thought about Alaska until...
Hey.
Earlier, now,
before I called you,
uh-huh.
Did you watch? Was you watching the TV?
Well, yeah.
Did you see where? I'm wondering if it flashed across your TV. It said the Alaska winner for the Millionaire GCI will be announced later in the Super Bowl.
What for? Lottery or something?
No.
Telephone. I didn't say that. No.
If you were.
Oh gosh. Look at
him. He
if you're with your phone company is GCI,
mm-hmm.
They've been having this for the past like five, 6 months. If your telephone company is GCI, then they're a long distance company. Rather than the Alascom, AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you make a long distance phone call, that enters your name. And if you make 10 long distance phone calls a day,
mm-hmm.
that's 10 times your name's put into this thing. And it's a random pick,
uh-huh.
and they'll pull out one person and out of Alaska, interior Alaska up here, and they win $1 million.
Well.
But since I'm with Alascom, you know.
What are you called? Oh, what is your long distance?
AT&T.
Oh, okay. But then what is the local or the?
GCI. Oh, the local is PTI.
Oh. Pacific. What is it stand for?
I don't know.
Well, are you and Mark getting along good? Where's Mark doing?
Sleeping.
Well, I want you to talk to him a little bit here. Can Daddy talk to you a little bit?
Yeah.
Because we can talk to just before the time is over, you'll hear a warning message saying that your time is almost over, and then complete your conversation, hang up as soon as possible. But I want you to talk to Daddy a minute.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what will you win if they put your name in and so on and so forth?
$1 million.
Then what are you going to do?
Larry,
come over here and get him.
Someone today will win $1 million in Alaska.
Are you wanting us to come up?
What a great place to live, huh?
I don't know. Everything I see about Alaska is beautiful. What you see, though, is the spring and summer, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And fall.
Yeah.
But it has still got to be one of the most beautiful places.
It is. It is.
It's the last of the, what is it they say, the last of the frontier?
The last
of
Mohicans?
No. You're right. No, the last. It's like, you know, you're not going to see anything like that.
Did you see that?
Was he being mean to him?
He picked him up off the ground and slammed him.
Now, as I told Daddy, I said, I don't care what you say, but some of those Dallas Cowboys have really got a belly on them. And he said, that's muscle. I said, then everything I got's muscle. Because there's this hanging over.
And that's what's stopping them.
Well, it's like the refrigerator.
Watch,
you remember?
Watch. Watch him slam him. Wham.
Ooh. You remember when Tony and Rochelle and all that was going, you remember they had a player on the Red Devils or whatever they called him?
Yeah.
And he was called the Refrigerator?
No.
Well, you probably didn't go to the games, but I remember him. He would remind you of this Williams or whatever.
Yeah, Wayne Perry.
Yes. And, you know, and he just come up against him, and that was like, that's it. You know, and he stood still, and they run right, you know. I mean, he'd stop them like that.
That's where I won my first track meet.
Where?
On
Jeffersonville?
Yeah, on the Red Devils track. You remember I went to Ewing Lane?
Uh-huh, or Parkside, what was that, Parkview?
Parkview is sixth grade. I'm talking about fifth grade.
Well, get over here and talk to your son. Forget that baby. I'm going to let he's holding that cat. You'd like her, though.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you talk to Daddy a minute, okay? And if that warning comes across, then... Now, you don't work tomorrow.
Right.
Where's Mark?
In bed.
He has to work tomorrow?
No. He just ain't getting up, so...
Well, you and he couldn't watch and drink your ice house?
I ain't got any.
Why? Didn't you go get it?
No, that's what I was waiting on Corey for. That's why I'm... Oh,
no,
oh.
No. Hey, Zach, tell him again.
Yep.
Oh, that poor little pal person. Well, here's Daddy. You talk a minute, okay?
All right.
You want to hold the baby?
No. You talk
a
minute.
Okay, go ahead, Brandon.
Well, I'm not going to talk it. I'm not going to rub it in.
Hmm?
I'm not going to rub it in right yet.
Not yet. Wait till the game's over. It ain't over till it's over.
Yeah.
But I sure thought Pittsburgh would be doing better than what they're doing.
I know. I think they're choking. They're nervous. And
something's wrong here.
I mean, Dallas has been to
they're cutting. I think they're kind of off balance or something.
Yeah, they're just not in tempo yet.
I'm sorry, Brandy. She was in there, man. She was just sleeping up a storm in your bed today. I opened the door up and forgot I left it open.
Is there a lot of hair all over my bed?
No, shit, no. She don't hardly shed nothing. Now, what's wrong with you?
Me?
No, her. Her little old short tail's going round and round. Since she gets upset, I can tell it. That's because I got her off my out of my arms.
Oh.
She's upset because I dropped her down. Well.
How's the weather?
Patty, take her over there and hold her. I'm going to talk to Jeremy. Okay.
Well, your time's
gonna
be over.
I want you to go. You want to take a limousine ride?
Do what?
You want to take a limousine ride?
Yeah.
Good. When you come home, you ride in my truck because it rides like a limousine.
I was talking to this guy last night on flight about your truck. I said, that's his pride and joy now. So.
Now, say that again.
It's your pride and joy.
Well, I got to have a truck. But Mom, she drives it. She wouldn't drive that Toyota, but she likes driving this one.
Well, I like the Toyota. I don't know. Yeah, it holds a lot of memories. Oh, goodness.
Man, he got hit hard, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I'd be calling a timeout if I were them.
Yeah.
They did it.
Mom, I said, we went down to Jellicoe to get some beer the other night.
Yeah.
And she drove back. And I said, shit, you drive this better than I do. I said, you need to get you one of these. She didn't comment.
Well, I don't know if I can see Mom driving a truck 24/7.
Well, she trucked right along. Set that thing on cruise and away she went.
So is the sun shining, raining, snowing, windy?
Mm-hmm, no.
What?
It was raining.
Oh, really?
When we went down to Jellicoe.
What's it doing today?
Not a thing. Sunshine all day.
Is it warm?
About 40 degrees.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Negative 40 here. That's a 100-degree difference, Dad.
Yeah.
No, that's an 80-degree difference, isn't it? Yeah. Could you imagine? I'm so used to it now, though. It's not even funny.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to have a little bit of snow or rain or something today.
They got it.
Hey, they got a touchdown, Patty!
Whoa!
Flags down all over the field.
Oh, is there?
No.
Well, now I'm proud. That's all.
He's gonna keep that ball.
Yeah, buddy. That's his.
He going.
Oh, Emma, get over it.
He's gonna keep that ball.
Wow. Ooh. Hello.
The Dallas Cowboys, the looks on their face, can't believe they made a touchdown.
Yeah, I know it. I'd like to see Pittsburgh come back and win.
No, wait a minute. I don't know how good this kicker is here. Oh, it went through there.
Yeah.
Okay.
7-10. 13.
Yep.
Well, they needed it.
I've not been out of the house all week except for one day.
Well, you don't need to go out.
Well, I'll tell you what now, buddy. I've been sick. I've been a sick turkey.
Where do you think
you're going? Well, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, well, did you hear Mom look at him? Mom tell you that I was thinking about being a teacher?
I can't hear you.
Mom's
running her mouth over here. TV's a-going, I can't hear you.
I'm trying to give you something to talk about.
Tell him I'm talking.
He's trying to talk. What now?
Monte, that I was thinking about being a teacher?
No.
Yeah. I'd like to. That or a cop.
Well.
But a cop.
That's all right, but you need to consider that career in the military.
No, I already have that.
Well, you need to weigh everything out before you make any decision, before you get out. Well, of course, after you get out, you got 90 days to get back in without losing anything.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I know. My DROS is 98 of May, so I got 6 months to think about it.
No. Hey, down there at my armory down there, my first sergeant called me, and they got all my equipment in, sitting in the middle of the drill hall that goes in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And they don't have no blueprints where to put them, so they want me to come down there tomorrow and draw blueprints and schematics and where to put them. Hang on just a minute, son. I got a call coming.
No, you can't do that.
Oh.
Vicky called me, and that's okay.
Oh, well, okay. All right.
Almost over.
Well, anyhow,
I'll call back.
I got to do that tomorrow. And tomorrow or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And first sergeant asked me in a roundabout way, am I going to be able to perform? I said, well, why don't you call them bastards down there in Georgia?
Recorded.
And I is?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry about recording. Honey, it's buzzing again.
That's okay. They'll tell you. It might be time about ready to go.
Anyway.
They'll tell you.
I had a shift 1 o'clock in the morning, or did I tell you?
No.
I had 1 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I had 5 cooks. I was in charge of them. Had 2 mess halls, and it was 9 miles apart. And, buddy, I'm telling you what now, we put on a performance down there you wouldn't leave as far as cooking and food goes.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
So you got to go down there tomorrow. And
well, either tomorrow or Tuesday, down there and draw some blueprints, schematics to have the engineers put my equipment where I want.
So you don't have to move it, right?
Well, I'm not going to physically do it. You think I'm nuts?
Get some new guys and do it.
No, I get the engineers to do it.
When we have a fight,
is that their job?
Huh?
Is that their job?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, the state of Tennessee, that's their job to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
go ahead and answer if you want.
No, I better not. Mom said not to. I'm going to put her back online. Jeremy said for me to go ahead and answer this bug. Jeremy?
Yeah.
Yes, Rochelle.
Oh.
I got to tell her to call back.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. I'll let you say bye to Mommy.
Okay.
I love you, buddy.
Hey, I love you, too. It's good talking to you.
Well, you ought to think about if you don't decide, if you decide not to stay in military full-time, you need to think about the National Guard. You really do, because the 3 or 4 years that you spend in there, in the Air Force, that goes toward your retirement. That way you don't only have to spend 16 years. Plus, you get paid.
Well, I'll consider.
Now, son, I know that sounds like a lot of years, but it's not, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'll have to consider it, Dad.
Aaron's doing it. Well, here's Mommy.
All right, Dad.
All right.
I love you.
Okay.
Tell him I said I love him.
Gonna call back in 5 minutes.
She said she loves you. He said he loves you. Well, how long have I been on? 30 minutes yet?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, this is free, and I appreciate it. Right?
Yeah, it's getting close there.
It was Rochelle. Her and Brian are not doing so good.
Why?
Well, he don't treat her right.
Why?
And,
why?
He just, I don't know. He's so wrapped up in his work and his computers and everything that he has a